Manifestation is one of those things that we often think about as how we are to get the things that we want out of life. What do you want? How you're going to be happy? How you're going to create fulfillment and success in your life? And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with understanding your needs and essentially being selfish. Now, what I like to say is we are really being spiritually selfish when we are using manifestation and the principles you need to apply in order to create and manifest the things that you have decided. Now, what does it mean to be spiritually selfish? Well, it means that you are properly and intentionally aligning yourself with the universe, which is an extension of yourself. It is you actually recognizing that you are not separate from the universe. Therefore, you're not taking from the universe. You're actually giving to yourself by practicing these principles of manifestation that I'm teaching. So it is recognizing that you are with the alignment, that you are following suit with the alignment and the many layers of who you are, recognizing that the universe is in fact a layer of who you are. It is your higher self, your higher mind. It is your superconscious mind. It is you at your most highest vibration. And so when you recognize that it is you whom you are looking to support you in these desires and these needs that you have, then it is no longer you taking away from the universe. It is no longer you being selfish from an egotistical space, but rather you being selfish in a very spiritual space. And so when you recognize this journey of manifestation is in fact an art form of life, it is how you are expressing yourself, the core of who you are, your most authentic self in this realm, in this physical reality, then you understand that this journey is about unraveling and taking away all of the excess, the nonsense, the untruths, and recognizing the truth. And the truth is you are the creator of your universe. And when you recognize that your nature as a creator is to manifest, is to create things, because that's what we're constantly doing. When we're doing something or whether we're not doing something, we are still creating or will have a result because of that action or non-action. And so recognizing this oneness is very important because your call as a conscious creator is to in fact inspire and guide others toward this journey of manifestation, to help others to come into their own self-realization, because those others are also a reflection of who you are. And so when you recognize the oneness that is constant, that is always around, that is always there, when you recognize this oneness that you experience on a consistent basis, right, from your consciousness, from your perspective, from your point of view, you see that when you help others, you are also helping yourself. You see, and this is why you find that many of the most successful people are always, eventually, they end up in a space where they get the most satisfaction and joy from helping others. It is not simply about amassing lots of materialistic things, having the best cars, having the most money. It's really helping and supporting your fellow human being, right? Your fellow spiritual being, right? Your fellow, person of divinity, right? So when you acknowledge that they are an expression of you, a reflection of you, and you acknowledge that all things, right, are God, all things are infinite source or universal intelligence, right, that is an extension of yourself as well, then you see the interconnectedness of all things. And therefore, you recognize that helping others is in fact helping yourself. Because when you come from a place of abundance and you're helping others, and you help them to come to their own fulfillment, joy, and see the excitement of them coming into that self-realization, it supports you. It reaffirms to you that what you are experiencing is in fact a universal truth. So recognize that helping others is really what's going to support you in your journey. You know, I think that we really lose sight of the importance of our relationships with other people when it comes to going on this journey of manifestation. We think that it's only isolated to ourselves. not recognizing that the other individuals, other people who are, yes, creating their own reality can be influenced positively with the journey that you're going through. And you, thus, will be in return, right, can also reap benefits from influencing them from a positive way, not just in terms of looking for an exchange. Because remember, karma is not just transactional between individuals. Karma is a transaction between yourself and the universe. And so whatever you give out to an individual, to the universe, to some situation, remember that it will come back to you in some way or form by some other means, usually, not directly from that person, situation, or thing. So when you recognize that that is all because it is all one, you see? So when you recognize that it is all one, when you are giving to an individual, right, and yet you identify a relationship with God, then when you give to another individual and you recognize that that godliness is within that individual, you are also giving to God, right? You are also giving to infinite source. You're also giving to that higher mind, which is also you. So as you go through life and you recognize these connections, recognize the oneness, then you understand the importance of coming into understanding as to how it is you materialize, you manifest things along this journey, but also supporting others with them doing the same as well. Because that is, in fact, going to be part of the fulfillment that you achieve throughout your life, throughout this journey. So recognize that your call, your calling as a conscious creator, is not only to just mindfully, intentionally create the things that you want for yourself, but also to support others, to inspire others who are on this journey as well, to create the life that they want for themselves as well. And so as we continue to grow, right, as a society, as a species, as beings, to be mindful and intentional about supporting other people along their journey of self-realization, just imagine the kind of world we will create. Instead of thinking that we are taking from one another, instead of thinking that there isn't enough, live in the reality, create the universe where you understand that there is more than enough, that you are abundant, that you are of it all, right? That there is no lack. And so as you continue to educate yourself, come into alignment with all aspects of who you are, remaster the art of manifestation, come into self-realization, then creating a space where you support and educate others and inspire others as they are on their journey, then we also make the universe as a collective an amazing and beautiful place. Thank you so much. Feel free to go to drabundant.com, subscribe to my daily newsletter, and also get access to this free ebook, The Power Within. Continue to join me on this journey. Peace and abundance always.